Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Hope everyone's doing well. This is a bonus pod, so do not complain that we didn't give you a bonus pod on our travel day. Here's what we're going to do. For the Skins fans that didn't get to watch the preseason opener in Foxborough, we've got a condensed version of the highlights that brings you up to speed, basically puts the whole game together for you. Then we're going to run the interviews I did in our postgame show, Redskins Postgame Live. We're going to run all those interviews after the highlights package. So you're going to hear from Tim Settle, you're going to hear from Mo Harris, and you're going to hear from Colt McCoy. As you know by now, Redskins Talk is presented by Orsman Automotive of Virginia. That's our squad. If you need a car, go check them out. They sell everything, and they're all over the place. All right, here comes Kenny Albert and Joe Theismann.
Gostkowski gets things started. Robert Davis takes a knee in the end zone. The Patriots won the toss, elected to defer as Colt McCoy leads the Redskins offense out onto the field.
Alex Smith gets the night off. He'll probably work next week against the Jets. Certainly, Colt McCoy has not played a lot of football. Kirk Cousins has been a very healthy quarterback the 3 years he started. Colt got a little bit of work. You see his completion percentage. His attempts, only 139 of them, signed a new deal this past year.
First and 10 for the Redskins from the 25-yard line. Rob Kelly in the backfield along with Elijah Wellman. And this is Kelly. Gains a yard out to the 26. The projected week one starting lineup.
This is what a lot of it should look like. Trent Williams coming back off of his injury. Morgan Moses coming back off of his. The offensive line got decimated to a large degree. Rob Kelly, you can see a different look from him. He's a lighter football player. Jordan Reed must stay healthy. And Josh Dotson looks like an entirely different football player.
Second down and 9 for Colt McCoy. And the Redskins from the 26-yard line. As McCoy throws for the first time, and the catch is made by Maurice Harris. Gain of 8. They set it down from the 35-yard line. Off the play fake, McCoy rolls right and throws, and once again connects with Maurice Harris. His second reception, he gains 11. Another Redskins first down. Offensive line from left to right, and Seki, Catalina, Bergstrom, Kalis, and Christian start the game tonight for the Redskins.
Looking for depth up there.
Darius Geis has checked in, the rookie second-round draft pick out of LSU. McCoy hands it off. This is Geis's first carry. And he's tripped up at the 46-yard line by Elandon Roberts, a gain of 3.
Nice little change of direction. Does a good job showing patience, then busts it outside. Can't quite get the stiff arm out.
So Tress Way waiting back at his 40-yard line. Riley McCarron is back deep for the Patriots. Fair catch is called for by McCarron. They're down 3. As Hoyer fires downfield. He was looking for Philip Dorsett. Ante Nicholson on the coverage, so the Patriots on their first drive go 3 and out.
These are projections, what we'll probably see in week one with Deron Payne in the middle, Zach Brown and Mason Foster holding down, Preston Smith, Ryan Kerrigan. Could be one of the best linebacking corps in football. Monte Nicholson getting a chance to play tonight because he got hurt last year, and so this is his chance to get a little work in.
This is Greg Stroman, the rookie seventh-round pick out of Virginia Tech. And Stroman is out to midfield, a 20-yard return, 56-yard punt by Ryan Allen. Excellent field position for the Redskins. No score early first quarter, and first and 10 from midfield. This is Geis. Nowhere to go. No gain on the play. Second and 10 upcoming. Geis able to find a hole, and he picks up five to the Patriots' 45-yard line. Redskins must get to the 40 for a first down. And they do. It's Davis inside the 30, the 25. Out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Robert Davis able to pick up 20, and Colt McCoy has started the game 5-for-5. McCoy moving to his right. He throws, catches made by Byron Marshall, and he heads for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, 25 yards. McCoy to Marshall.
Once again, you see the athletic ability of Colt McCoy to get outside, challenge the edge. And this is the big thing. They love Byron Marshall. They love what he can do with the ball in his hands. He's out of the backfield. Breaks away, wonderful throw. Just throw the ball easy enough for the receiver to catch it and then turn on the speed.
Here is Dustin Hopkins for the extra point. Pressway places it down. The kick is straight through. So the Redskins on their second possession following a nice return by Stroman. Redskins started their drive at midfield. It took them only six plays and they lead 7-0. Second down and 9. Patriots empty the backfield. Hoyer from the gun. Sets. Can't find anyone. Down he goes. Matt Ioannidis brings down Brian Hoyer back at the 25-yard line. A loss of 4. 55-yard punt. 6 on the return. Here's Geis down the hole. First down and more, but there is a flag as Geis is inside the 20 and finally tackled at the 15-yard line of the Patriots, but we will check with the referee, Brad Allen. It's coming back.
And Geis is limping. Yeah, he was limping getting up now. We don't know exactly what it is. It seemed like he went down quite a bit awkwardly on the tackle, but you saw his explosiveness and his ability to turn it on when he gets into open spaces.
Second down at 15 following the penalty. That deflects off the hands of Mr. Irrelevant, Trey Quinn, last pick of the draft. And he remains down, seventh round out of SMU.
Well, he took a shot there.
This will be a 52-yard attempt. Hopkins, career long in the regular season, is 54. Fresh Way will place it down from the right hash. Hopkins' kick is good from 52 yards away. First quarter comes to an end. Terrific start for the Redskins. They lead 10-0. And they do not allow a Patriots first down over the first 15 minutes here at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Byron Marshall into the end zone for a Redskins score. Ioannidis with a big sack.
It's all Redskins. 26 rushing yards, 112 passing, 6.3 to 1 yard. It's just time of possession. Everything has been the Redskins in the first quarter.
Three possessions, three punts. McCoy's pass is caught inside the 45-yard line of the Patriots by Cam Sims, the rookie out of Alabama, for a gain of 17 and a Washington first down.
They really like Cam.
Braxton Berrios, rookie out of Miami, sixth-round pick, is back deep. Way punts from midfield, end-over-end kick. Fair catch is called for at the 9-yard line by Barrios, 32-yard punt. We're down at 5 for Brian Hoyer on the Patriots. Hoyer gets the pass away. He was under pressure but could not connect with Chris Hogan, so the Patriots once again will punt it away. McCoy fires downfield, and the catch is made by Cam Sims. Sims cuts inside and is dragged down inside the 5-yard line. The undrafted rookie out of Alabama with a big play. He gains 57 yards.
Just didn't really get a lot of opportunities at Alabama. Nice job by Cole. What a perfectly thrown ball. Understands where he is on the sidelines, has the ball in the correct hand. Always look at that. Make sure that the ball is away from where the pursuit is coming.
Second and goal from the 3. Off the fake to Kelly. McCoy eludes the pressure. He throws to the end zone to Harris for a Redskins touchdown. 3 plays, 59 yards. Hopkins' kick is good, just inside the left upright. Second down and 8. Patriots not much offensively as Gillislee gains 2. Four possessions, Joe. Four punts for New England. Matt Ioannidis, the injured Redskin.
And Martell Spade, another nice job of knifing through and making the tackle. Last thing we need is injuries. He's right in the middle of all the wash in the 98, moving across. It's hard to say, maybe looks like he got rolled up on.
Just over three to play, second quarter. Redskins with a 17-0 lead. So here is Kevin Hogan. Hogan, then a quarterback. Hogan, a D.C. native, Gonzaga High School. He is the 2010 D.C. Player of the Year. And then it was off to Stanford. First and 10, 41-yard line. Hoyer again with time. And again, wide open is Lucien. So two big plays back-to-back from Hoyer to Lucien. And now the Patriots use their final timeout. Gostkowski's kick is good. So the Patriots are on the board. 47 yards on their last two pass plays. Colt McCoy in the first half, 13 of 18, 189 yards and two TDs to Marshall and Harris.
I would say more than efficient.
So the Redskins will take a 17-3 lead into the locker room. All right, second half is underway here in Foxborough. Redskins had the ball first after the Patriots deferred at the start of the game. Barrios stopped shy of the 20-yard line. Hoyer, 8 for his last 8. Make it 9 for his last 9. This is Hill. Good second effort. And Jeremy Hill picks up a New England first down. They've controlled the ball for the first 7 minutes in this third quarter. Play number 19 upcoming. This is Hill. Touchdown. On the 19th play of the drive, Jeremy Hill crosses the goal line. 55-yard punt by Chris Wade. Just over 2 to play in the third quarter. From the 24-yard line on first down, this is Ralph Webb. Rookie out of Vanderbilt. Third quarter will come to an end. Teams will head to the other side of the field. Patriots dominated time of possession in the third quarter. But some big plays by the rookie out of Virginia Tech, Redskins' fifth-round pick, Tim Settle. So we head to the fourth in the preseason opener here in Foxborough. Redskins lead by 7. On the toss, it is Webb on third down and 4, and he takes it in for a Patriots touchdown. This time they have the ball for over 8 minutes and drove 90 yards, and now they go for 2. Webb, he's got it.
That's classic Bill Belichick. You do not want to get anywhere near an overtime situation.
No.
If you lose by 1, okay. If you win by 1, okay.
Just under 8 minutes remaining in the fourth. Hogan moving to his right. Now he throws, and the catch is made. But unable to come down in bounds was Darvin Ditchy. So the Redskins will punt it away. Ball comes loose. We've not had any turnovers in today's game until now. And look who comes up with it, Tim Settle.
Of course, terrific job.
Movement, flags.
Don't let this thing get a little sloppy now, guys. It's been really, really smooth up to here. Only one turnover in the game, not a lot of penalties.
False start. Offense, number 60. 5-yard penalty, second down.
Isaiah Williams.
That was a pick'em. You know, just whatever number you see first, give it to him. Everybody was moving.
Hogan under pressure. He loses the football, and the Patriots have recovered. This is Geno Grissom looking to take it all the way, and he is stopped short. Tremendous hustle by Sidney Cobbs Jr., who tackles Grissom at the 1.
Unbelievable hustle. It's one of those things that you have to work on. We talk about no turnovers, and all of a sudden, you know, they come like a flock of birds. Hogan steps up, doesn't even feel the pressure on the right side coming, and then great hustle. Simi just runs him down.
Second and goal, 3.5 remaining. This time, Webb is in. His second touchdown of the fourth quarter. Ralph Webb, the rookie from Vanderbilt, touchdown and a 2-point conversion for Webb earlier in the quarter. He has his second touchdown. And now the Patriots again go for 2. Etling on the toss. This is Webb. He does it again. 2 touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions in the fourth quarter for Ralph Webb. Dustin Hopkins connected from 52 yards out earlier.
Now he gets a shot at a 56er.
From the right hash, from 56 yards away. Hopkins' kick is off the upright.
Oh.
He put everything into that one. Just does hit the upright.
And that will do it. So the Redskins come up to Foxborough. Took a 17-0 lead, but the Patriots score 26 unanswered points. Up next for Bill Belichick's squad, the Eagles here next Thursday. Redskins will host the Jets. Nationally televised game next Thursday night.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here he is, rookie big man Tim Settle. Tim, your first NFL game, and you went out there and balled. How did it feel for you?
I felt like I started off pretty slow, but going against other guys, you know, kind of takes you a while to get a feel for it. So I felt like once I got the feel, I felt way more comfortable. And, you know, you play better when you're comfortable. So,
what's the best aspect of your game? Because for a big man, you're pretty athletic.
I feel like it's short area quickness, but I don't know. I probably still haven't found it. You know, it's different in the NFL, you know. Plays develop a little longer. So once I get the hang of that, I feel like something new will pop up. But I think short area quickness, I'm going to stick with that.
What did Jim Tomsula say to you after the game?
You got to just stay individual how we practice and staying square, being strong, and just manhandle people out there. You know, that's the big thing, and staying square.
You feel, how do you feel you did on those marching orders, especially the manhandling people part?
I felt like I did pretty good as far as hand placement. You know, I think I still have some stuff to clean up, and I know I will this week in practice. The sky's the limit. You know, that's what I got to say about that.
How would you grade your first NFL performance?
I'm hard on myself. I give myself a C.
It's a C? Man, Redskins fans are going to be excited to see an A.
Yeah. When we get there, they're going to be excited to see an A.
And just quickly, what was your reaction when you saw Darius Geis go down?
I was like, man, oh, snap. Come on, Geis. We need you, baby.
And what about Matt Ioannidis, too?
Oh, man. I about lost it, you know. He's one of the older guys. Ask anything I have. If I need anything, I'll ask him. And, you know, he's definitely a leader. He definitely shows as a team, a defensive line leader. And he's always there, you know. Anything I need to ask him, he's there. You know, he's one of those extra mile guys. And, you know, I think everybody in the D-line room appreciates him. And seeing him go down, it really hurts.
But good news, he seems like he's okay.
Yeah.
What'd you think of his sack dance?
I didn't even see it. I was so excited for him.
Thank you very much, Tim. Congrats on your first game.
Thank you.
Once again, connect with Maurice Harris.
You did have a big game. It's funny, your stat line, 3 catches, 22 yards, doesn't seem like that much. But you were all over the place catching balls from Colt McCoy early. You got in the end zone. How was your game today? How would you rate it?
I think I did pretty good. You know, it's always things that, you know, you can learn from and correct, you know, obviously. But overall, I think we did pretty well. And, you know, I felt good about what I did today. So I'm going to continue to build off of that.
Well, and people get caught up in, is it the first team? Is it the second team? You were going up against Gilmore out there. How tough of a matchup was that? And how were you able to beat him?
He's a good corner. You know, I just try to use my technique that I do every day in practice. So I continue to work that and try to execute.
Josh Doctson wasn't here tonight. You've gotten more reps with him working back from a shoulder injury. How tough is it for you to balance, hey, this is my teammate, I want the best for him, and also maximize the opportunity for yourself?
Yeah, we want all our guys out there healthy, obviously, but, you know, I do whatever the coach asks me to do, you know, if you need me to play this position or that position. So I just come out there and try to execute as best as I can.
And you can hear your teammates cheering for you over here, getting your TV shine. What does it mean to have that support year in, year out?
Oh, it's great, man. I love all the teammates, and they show me a lot of support. You know, we're always there for each other, so it's great.
And, Mo, let's talk about what happened when you saw Darius Geis go down. What was your reaction?
Yeah, I obviously was over there. You know, I was running to try to get a block for him, and I seen him go down, and I kind of seen him wincing a little bit, but I was going to help him up. But, you know, I was let him stay down and let the trainers take care of that. But, you know, that you never want to see one of your guys go down and stuff like that. But I think he'll be okay.
Did your heart skip a beat?
Yeah. You know, I seen him land there. I was like, come on, man, get up, please. But, you know, he'll be okay.
Mo, thank you very much for joining us. And good news, Redskins fans, we have the big man rookie Tim Settle that had quite a first impression. He's going to join us momentarily. Colt McCoy started the game for the Redskins, and he's joining us now. Were you expecting to start? Was that a bit of a surprise?
Last couple of days, Jay's kind of hinted at, you know, the fact that the ones, you know, might take a break since we have the Jets coming in town. And so I just, you never know with Jay. I've started a couple of preseason games over the last few years. He just kind of tells you right as you go out. But he gave me a heads up at the hotel, so you know I kind of figured that.
I remember that Jets game 2 years ago, game two, and everybody was buzzing like, "What's going on?"
Yeah.
So this wasn't that situation.
No, this wasn't that situation. You know, I think you know having Morgan and Trent, you know, kind of getting their legs back underneath them, you know, no reason to put Alex out there, but I felt like our group did a nice job. I've had a lot of reps with our number two offensive line. You know, Bergstrom is a great center. They were communicating well. You know, the thing about first preseason games is you really don't know what they're going to do. They're going to play four down, they're going to play three down. So you just really have to communicate a whole lot. And I thought those guys up front, Ty on at left tackle, those guys did a great job and made my life easier. And we moved the ball and scored some points.
You had time in the pocket, and you were able to move the ball well. What did you think of Mo Harris, Byron Marshall? Those guys made plays for you, too.
Yeah, they sure did. Byron made a huge play. You know, I saw two-man to start and kind of leaned over to Byron. I was like, hey, I'm getting two-man. You might be my best matchup on the linebacker. And as the pocket collapsed, I found him. He made a great play. You know, Byron's such a good athlete. You can line him up in the slot, and he's played receiver before. He's got great hands. He's got good instincts. Good in pass protection, so nice to be playing with a guy like him. You know, Mo, Bob, Robert Davis.
Sure,
you
guys. I'm gonna start calling him Bob.
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, we saw a lot of man coverage tonight, and those guys did their job and made my life easier. So I'm proud of them. I thought we handled the uncertainty of the first preseason game well, and we just got to build on that. Keep moving forward.
Is Byron Marshall a guy that you see as somebody that's got to be on this team? They got to try to figure a way out to keep him?
Yeah, Byron's done a great job. I mean, all he does is produce, and he's smart, runs great routes. I think there's dogfights at running back. There's dogfights at receiver. There's a lot of guys on this team that are really fighting for spots. I mean, I love the competition. You know, that's why I enjoy going out and playing like this. You know, I like getting hit.
You like getting hit?
Just let everything play. I'm tired of playing against our defense. Let's go play against somebody else. So, overall, you know, we'd like to win the game. We're disappointed in that. But we feel like we did some things well.
Alex has told me that he wants more movement in the offense at the quarterback position. He wants to be on the run. He wants to be getting out of the pocket. That suits your game as well. And did we see some of that in the first half when you guys really were moving the ball and you were on the run?
Well, you know, they did show us some two-man, you know, and for me, I'm going to go through my reads and progressions as long as I have time, but, you know, two-man is a big alert for a quarterback if your guys are shut out.
Can you tell everybody what two-man is?
Well, two-man is man coverage with two high safeties, so they're practically manning everybody up and kind of funneling all the receivers, you know, to the two deep safeties, and, you know, when they do that, you got defenders' backs turned at you, and if you get out of the pocket, there's no one really accountable for you, so... they showed some two-man tonight, probably more than what I was expecting, and I made a couple of plays with my feet, and Byron did a nice job when we saw two-man early in the game. And again, you know, this is a good first test for us. Not a whole lot of game planning goes on for the first preseason game, and I thought for the most part we handled it pretty well.
Sounds like you had fun tonight.
I did. Again, football to me is awesome, and when you can go into a stadium in an environment like this, and you know, just play what you see. This is they're going to show us different looks, and you got to figure out where you're supposed to go with the ball. And that kind of challenge is fun for me.
little extra juice because it's the Pats and we're in Foxborough?
Yeah, exactly. We're in Foxborough. It was a fun night.
All right, guys, so hope you enjoyed that. That is a comprehensive review of the Redskins-Patriots preseason game one. 2018 is off and running. I hope you're coming with us because the podcast momentum is way too real. Again, special thanks to the folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Go check them out. They sell everything. I'm going to list everything they sell for you and where you can find it. You can find a Toyota at Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. You can find a Toyota in Chantilly. You can find a Kia at Oarsman Chantilly. You can find a Ford Lincoln at Oarsman Alexandria. How about Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Alexandria? And then also at Oarsman Alexandria, Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs. GMCs are dope. Get the Denali version. Say, put it on Rich Tandler's tab. Thank you very much for listening. I owe you a beer if you made it this far.